Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of the first native-born American saint to be canonized, Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. She was born in New York, died in Maryland, a wife, a mother of five, who became a widow and who eventually consecrated herself to God and would found the Congregation of the Sisters of Charity, and thus planting important seeds of Catholic education in America. What's clear in the life of Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton is her growing desire to do the holy will of God. The holy will of God, which she simply called the will, something she lived out and something she taught others to do. In the Office of Readings, this is what we hear. In her conference to her sister, she asks, "What was the first rule of our Savior's life? You know it was to do his Father's will. Well then, the first end I propose in our daily work is to do the will of God. Secondly, to do it in the manner he wills. And thirdly, to do it because it is his will." And why so much emphasis on the will of God? St. Alphonsus puts it well when he says, "Perfection consists in the love of God, and the love of God means the union of our will with his." This is why the saints teach that we both have to do the will of God and abandon ourselves to the will of God. What does that mean? Great doctors of the church like St. Thomas and St. Francis de Sales speak of what the theologians called the divine will of expression and the divine will of good pleasure. This simply means this: the divine will of expression, or also called the signified will, is the will of God as it clearly manifests itself to us. The commandments of God, the teachings of the church, the duties in our state of life, interior inspirations, verified obviously by competent authority, and so on. This we have to do. But they also talk about the divine will of good pleasure. The divine will of good pleasure is simply the will of God that we cannot know without a special grace. So, future events, the time of our death, the gift of final perseverance, and so on and so forth. This we have to abandon ourselves to. Well, we can abandon ourselves to the divine will of good pleasure with confidence, because we know by faith that we are not guided by an anonymous force, but rather by the paternal hand of the Heavenly Father, by divine providence, which the Catechism of the Catholic Church says is concrete and immediate in our lives. So let's ask Our Lady for the grace to do the will of God and abandon ourselves to the will of God, knowing for sure, as St. Paul says, that all things work for the good of those who love our Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary.